Call a meeting to order for the August 3rd, 2020 meeting. I'd like to excuse Mary Duggan. She had asked to be excused and had some other things that she had to attend to. Stephanie Grady has not checked in. I talked with her earlier, and I believe she was going to or try to check in with us as well. We do have a quorum, and I'd like to start on the left side of the table, and we'll announce our names for roll.
Eric Bunker.
Mayor Turner.
John Goldowski.
Mary Snyder.
Sherry Press.
Amelia Pace.
Shelley Bunker, sorry.
Okay. Amy, can you hear okay by chance?
Yes, I can hear just fine, thank you.
Okay, great. That's usually not the case, so. We'd like to start out on item number one, which we'll turn the time over to Amy to take some public comments and introduce herself.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mayor, and thank you to all the council members for having me here today. I felt it was important for me to meet you and introduce myself, and also for you to meet me. I want to also listen and learn about the issues in Daniel that matter to you, and we can always do that offline, but first, a little bit about myself. My name is Amy Armour, and I am running for Wasatch County Council. I figured it would be easy to sum up my candidacy in three different ways, talking about why me, why now, and why this. So, why me? We need new blood on County Council. Someone who can provide a fresh new perspective on important issues facing our valley during the time of public health crisis and unprecedented growth. My extensive leadership experience in the nonprofit sector, specifically in healthcare during the time, and my involvement at the Wasatch community level, combined with my education and my master's in public administration from the University of Utah, gives me a unique skill set that makes me uniquely qualified for County Council, which includes listening to people, being responsive and driving policy, acting and collaborating. So, why now? What we all know, development is approved and coming to Wasatch County, bringing an estimated 20,000 new units, and the stakes are high. And I'm concerned. Never before has it been more important to have the right leadership in place to ensure good governance and smart growth. You know, everything from our roads, our schools, open space, pollution, traffic, housing, taxes, it will all be affected. So, why this, of all things? Why County Council? I was always the kid standing up for injustice and asking why. Let's just say that I got spanked when I stood up and my parents clearly wanted me to stand down. My favorite book as a kid was Dr. Seuss's Horton Hears a Who, you know, where Horton protects a small world from evil because a person is a person, no matter how small. And things haven't really changed in my adult life. I've advocated for people without a voice at People's Health Clinic, which is where I work now and have worked for the last 4 years. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Utah, JDRF, and I even founded a nonprofit called Kids Rock the World, which is a permanent program at the NAC. I also believe it's my civic duty as well. But what you need to remember about me is I am a person of integrity, and I will always ask first and last, is this the right thing for Wasatch County? Is this the best thing for the people of our valley? And as I close, I there's a quote from Abraham Lincoln. He has so many good ones that I love that really sums up what government is all about and why I'm running. He said, "Democracy is government of the people, by the people, and for the people." Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. That gave us a good insight into your background with all your service and working with what you just described in the health industry and your nonprofits. That's really good. Does council have any questions for her or any comments to make before her go?
Amy, this is Eric Bunker. I got a question. Actually, I have two of them. I see on your flyer you serve on the Board of Adjustment.
I do.
Is that current?
That is, and I was nominated to the Board of Adjustment in February or March. So we actually haven't met yet, but I am a member. And I know Mary is on that as well.
Awesome, very good. Thank you for serving on that. My second question revolves around your time commitment for running for council.
Good question. So I spoke to, before I decided to run, I spoke to my, my superior, and I spoke to a couple of people who were actually on the board to find out what kind of time commitment it is. And certainly my work is thrilled that I'm running, and they are willing to make whatever adjustment they need to make so that I can serve.
Awesome. That's great. I've got one more I just thought of because I hit this every time since the council the council changed their times to their meetings at 3:00, and I believe that a public meeting should be held when the public can come. What do you have any feelings on that?
I agree. I think public input is vital to government and how government should work. So I believe that whatever is going to be the best time so that people can express their opinions about important issues going on, that's what it should be.
Thank you very much. Those great answers to those questions.
Anything else from anybody?
Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. You're welcome to stay and listen if you'd like. If not, we appreciate your time, and I'm sure our paths will cross again. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for your time, everyone.
Okay. We'll move on to item number 2.
Public comment?
That was any other public comment, I guess. Is everybody else on their phone by chance? I guess I'm
assuming. We have Eric Bennett. Yeah, Eric Bennett.
Okay, welcome, Eric.
Yes, hi.
Good, we're just on your appointment here on item number 2. So at least you're online. We had a computer problem a little earlier, so we're just doing an audio. I don't know if you tried to connect video-wise, but at least we got the audio out this evening. So.
Yeah, I got in eventually, so I'm here.
Great. Turn the time over to Eric, our appointment of a new planning commission, and go from there.
Okay, Mr. Bennett has submitted an application to serve on the Planning Commission. And everybody has a copy of that in your packet. He will be filling, I can't remember the seat number off the top of my head, but he'll be filling Brent Waterman's position, who has resigned for some personal reasons. So he'll fill out that remainder. So it's up to the council to appoint those to that position.
Great. Eric, do you have any comment? I see your letter here in front of us, so probably that is your comment, I'd imagine, but any verbal comment you'd like to make?
Oh, I guess just one question, which is how much time is left on that commission seat, I'm curious.
Good question.
Oh. It is a good question. So it's a 4-year term. When they come on, they're a 4-year term, and they're staggered. So 3 members will be off in 2 years, and then 4 members, and then 3, and then So it's back and forth, so we're not replacing the whole commission at one time.
Yeah. And how about
for Eric's remainder?
I believe that's 3 years still remaining.
Okay.
He was just appointed last year.
I can look tomorrow and email him as well.
Okay.
Eric, Mary had just mentioned she'll email you the time remaining on that seat.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions or comments from council or anybody with regards to the appointment? Chair will entertain a motion.
So moved.
We have a motion to accept Eric Bennett on the Planning Commission. Do we have a second?
Second.
And we have a second. Any other discussion? None? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Roll call, please.
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Stephanie, did you make it on?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great. Welcome, Steph. That was
sorry that I was late. I thought I was on the wrong meeting.
And we had a computer problem starting out. That's why we don't have any video. So sorry about that. We have just the audio for this evening.
That's okay. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome aboard, Eric.
And welcome aboard, Eric. There was one. Sorry about the delay. If there is some. John had just reminded me of something that we were going to also make a couple of public, he wanted to take a few moments in public comment, so I'll revert back to item number one here for just a minute.
Yes, I had a conversation with Samantha Mull, my next door neighbor, and when I was doing some work on my driveway, it substantiated what she was telling me. The speeding that's over 35 miles an hour down 3000 South and probably in some other roads. And talking to a truck driver that's delivering road base to me suggested speed bumps. And I said, well, you can't have them during the winter. And he says, no, you temporary speed bumps that are they're out of rubber. And they're set for different heights for different speeds. So, wondering that's a possible option for the town to have some of these speed bumps in a few places to slow that traffic down.
So, I guess the comment was if that's something that is worthy to get on the agenda and have a discussion about that. I would like to see that. I'd like to get the other council members' feelings on it with regards to it's just going to get a little bit worse and worse, and with the light it might or might not bring people up that way, but I've been an advocate for that for years, except for not understanding there's temporary ones. So, but it may or may not be a good idea once we look into the whole thing, but I'd like to at least look at it. Any other comment?
Also, I believe the county sheriff's has some of these speed signs, temporary speed signs that we could put up that flash out the speed that a car or vehicle is going, just to remind that driver that, hey, they're going over the speed limit.
So that would be the comment. Is that something that we'd like to discuss next month on the agenda, or how does...
I would like to discuss it. I see people on 3000 and Mill blow through those stop signs all the time as well. They don't even look.
No. And I know there's some different state law that came out about the stop signs and those bikes, but I would too. And Eric, would you mind on the agenda? Okay. Well, just from agreement then on this, we'll put that on the agenda next month and have a real discussion about it. So, great.
I don't know if this was talked about, Mayor. Can I just take a moment to just talk about the fire and if there's anything that we can do? And in saying this, I'm not opposed to guns or anything else. I think we all know that. But is there anything that we can do to stop this so people are not causing fires every year on that hill?
You know, I've talked to both the fire chief and... well, actually, you know, a sheriff that was highly involved in it. The exploding targets are illegal, and they used it up there, and even full case, you know, metal jackets are going to cause a spark. And so luckily, there's signs up there now saying, you know, if there's trash, and if this continues, we're going to not let you shoot up here anymore, which is too bad. But, you know, the trash is just getting horrendous up there. But they, as far as state ground and state lands, and, you know, as far as not letting them shoot, the next thing is if they keep leaving trash, that will be the reasoning they can shut it down. But they can't just shut it down and no shooting, is my understanding.
Okay.
From my understanding, that wasn't an exploding target per se. It was exploding targets?
Yeah, so it was tannerite. So maybe it was in a bottle, it was maybe a homemade one, but it was tannerite is what I heard.
I had heard propane tank.
Well, there's a lot of smart individuals out there, and I wouldn't I wouldn't argue with any of the what it could have been. So.
Yeah.
All right, well, good comment, and we got that on the agenda, and that'll be a good discussion. We'll move on to item number three, which is also something that John had proposed last month, discussion of supporting police officers, et cetera. And I'll turn the time over to John for that.
All right. I'd like to propose that we make a resolution so that the mayor, the town council, the residents of the town of Daniel, to affirm and that we support our local, county, state, federal law enforcement matters, our federal law enforcement, no matter what color uniform they're wearing. And also to affirm the full commitment and support of our Constitution of the United States of America.
Okay. So.
Short and sweet.
You know, all this comes down to kind of like what we did for the Second Amendment, except for just showing, once again, a resolution of our support for those who have been supporting us, whether it's fire or whether it's sheriffs or not. I don't think it would take a lot of time for us to discuss it. I think after thinking about this, if we got the wording put together, and I don't know how we'll get them worded together, yeah. I think I'd like to bring it back with the proper wording and see what everybody thinks. But is anybody opposed to moving forward on making a resolution for that?
I'd also like to see, you know, possibly by doing this, or maybe other communities are already thinking of it, and to initializing the support of their law enforcement officers.
I'd like to see the support, and I think if more cities did gain support, I think that I'll appreciate that. So I think it's a real good move myself. I just think the wording needs to be proper and just include all those that need to be included with the properly. But I would agree. Any other comments or questions?
Nope, I'm in support of supporting the police officers.
Okay. Well, John, is that something you want to put together more wording and move forward on it?
Okay.
I work with whoever to do it.
Yeah, so you can get with somebody that.
Great.
Do that properly.
Before we move on, any other comments or questions with regards to that? Great. Item number four, discussion of employee compensation. It was on the agenda last month, and Steph, when you weren't able to make it, we kind of postponed that. We kind of wanted to have the full, I and people want to have the full council to be here. I think that's a good idea and something that's kind of important like this. Last month there was some discussion on it. We continued it to this month. We can have discussion or just continue it, because I would like to throw that up to the council and see what they'd like to do with it as well. But from a vote standpoint, I'd like a full council to vote on that.
Do we have a full council tonight?
We don't. Mary Duggan is not with, she's not participating this evening. And then last month, you weren't either, and so we just figured I'd like to do it next month regardless, but at least it gave us a 2-month window to try to get everybody together. And Mary was going to be here today, but just it didn't work out.
Right. Okay.
So, what's council's feelings on employee compensation discussion?
Well, I read a little bit over the minutes from last month and kind of how what everybody was what everybody had stated and where everybody was leaning. Do you want me to tell them where I'm leaning tonight, or do you want to wait until next week?
I think
that everybody works really hard. I just think for 2020, it's just not the time to do pay raises. I hate to say that. I think that there's so many people, that have been affected by all of this, that we just need to really be physically responsible. Everybody got pay raises last year, except for Mayor Turner, if I recall. So I'm just leaning towards no.
So with leaning that, and some of the comments last month were leaning that way, one of the comments from a council member also brought something to light that gave me a lot of thought this last month, and that was, for the water department, the comment was made, and it's true, that if the town would have just kept that 3% increase for the water department, that we would not be having as large of increase that we're going to have with our water system. Well, that 3% happens to be the same 3% that the people are. So if we need 3% to run the water system on an annual basis to not have the bigger basis, then wouldn't we want to have 3% for the people who run the water system? So I'm really torn, but at the end of the day, your first statement is kind of where I'm going back. The people are working more regardless. I get that we have, as a council, we have a tight budget this year, no doubt about it. But the people are working just as hard, if not harder, and so I'd like to go back to the table just next month, either or, with a full council or at least a quorum, be able to get this voted one way or the other. I just wanted to make that statement because I made the statement last month, and I was kind of the same way of looking at more budget, but this last month and looking at the 3% and the comments that were made, if a water system needs 3% every year, the people sure probably do too. So that'd be my comment for tonight. I'm still looking to see if we'd like to continue this to next month, have it one way or the other.
Do you need a motion for that?
Just probably an agreement. I do. We probably need a motion to make it continue, for sure.
Okay.
Any other comment before?
I'd like to make a motion to continue the discussion of employee compensation until we have a full council for the month of September.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Second. Any other discussion on that?
Yeah, the motion is for a full council. I think whether there's a full council or not, we ought to get this off the agenda next month.
That's what I was leaning to, yeah.
Sure, motion said full council.
Oh, okay. The reason why I want to do it next month, Steph, and maybe to change it, maybe not, depending on how you feel, is, last month we held off, this month we held off for sure, but next month everyone's aware that from this meeting they'll be aware that we're going to have it next month as long as we have a quorum. Could you motion change for that or no?
Yes, I will amend my motion to retract that there'll be a full council, and to instead replace that with a quorum.
Okay. Yeah, excellent.
Second stands.
Second stands?
Yep.
Any other discussion?
Yeah, I got more discussion on this. Since the fire, we've had personnel out in the middle of the night, putting things up on the hill. We've been out with SCADA down. I don't think that the council's aware of what goes on behind the scenes after hours. And 3% is, on a $25 an hour, is 75 cents. Well, I think that is a small token of appreciation from this town for these folks that are doing an awesome job outside of their other duties that they have. I think that this is just ridiculous that we're even talking that we wouldn't appreciate them 3%. That's my own feelings on it. I've been involved, out with the fire, out with the SCADA, the water system down. I know what these people are doing after hours, because I don't know why they call me, but they do. So that's how I know that.
And Eric, I fully agree with that.
So
who are all the people that we're talking about? So we're talking about Eric, Shelley. I mean, you can't just give the people of the water company a raise and not everybody a 3% raise.
I agree that, yeah, do you think somebody in the town doesn't deserve the 3%? Then we should talk about that.
That's not what I'm saying at all. I think you guys all work hard. I think that in the way that 2020 is that it's just, I think it's just unprecedented times, and I just think that we just have to be more responsible. I think you guys work hard. I think you guys, you know, just, but so do a lot of people deserve raises, and they're not going to get it this year.
Right. Well, I don't even look at this as a raise. This is a small token of appreciation. 3%.
3% is not very much.
3% is a cost of living increase, is what 3% would be.
Correct.
And, you know, that's what most companies would give, you know, their employees. But they can put those on hold for a year too. I mean, you know, so, you know, I'm not arguing with you that you are worth it, because I think that everybody probably deserves a raise. Probably you guys all do more work than we all know, but for 2020, I just think it's, for me, it's just not the right time. Because, you know, I got my tax notice, I'm sure that you all did. It's going up again another 10%. And not the town of Daniel, and we can't control everything. I understand that, but when does it stop?
I don't know when it stops. I just know that even with the COVID, with everything that's going on, tasks have actually consistently gone up. Our town is working harder than they ever did, even with the COVID thing going on. And the folks that we don't overpay anybody. So I don't think that that's an issue at all. So nobody's coming here to retire on what we pay.
No, and council members aren't getting paid what county and
so that's just my take on it.
I didn't hear,
John. Oh, I'm sorry, John.
I said, and our council is not getting paid what the county's council or Heber City's council members are being paid. Ours is just, it really is a token.
That was part, we have a first and a second, and we've had discussion, we're having discussion. Did that answer, did that answer your question there, Steph, with John?
Yes, it did.
Okay. Any other comment? And I assume that was a comment that you made.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, we have a first and a second vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye. Aye. John, aye.
Mary, you got all those? Okay.
Except yours.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. So the item continued to next month, and we'll be able to, you know, think of anything else that we need to look at and would like to get that one way or the other passed or rejected one way or the other. Item, moving on to item number 5, business licenses.
So I did get one renewal for Suburban Propane.
Can you hear her, Stephanie?
Yes.
Okay. So one renewal for?
Suburban Propane.
Okay.
That's it. No new, no other renewal.
And no complaints out there yet?
Yeah, we do have a complaint.
Does?
So we have a complaint on the Suburban Propane facility. They have a trailer set up and a person living on site.
Well, now would be the time to address that then before we renew something.
Yes.
Anything, so we probably need to investigate that with that information. Would we like to make a motion to hold off on the renewal, passing this and look into it? Is that what you'd like to do?
I'd like to make a motion that we postpone passing that renewal until we find out on the inhabitants if they're actually living there, and if they are, they to bring that area into compliance before we renew the license.
Sorry, Stephanie, did you hear that?
I heard the motion.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Any other discussion on that?
Yeah, so are we gonna send them a letter? Mary, are you gonna send them a letter saying that it's been held up? Because there's some code violations? Possible code violations, and let them know.
I can do that.
That there's been a complaint of somebody living on site, and let them we'll probably just hear this next month, probably.
Okay. So we'll write them a letter and let them know the business license did not get approved for such and such reason, and we'll probably be dealing with it next month. Okay, so I'll take a motion to...
You got a motion in a second.
Okay, I knew we were somewhere in that line. all in favor?
Eric?
Aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Jesse, aye.
Mary will eventually get us trained.
We're doing it different every month. She's got good ears, though.
We're good.
Item number six, Daniel Municipal Water. Besides, some of the, you know, the fire came and they used our water, they used some water. It worked good for them, is what I understood. The tank worked well. I know Eric and Ryan had dealt. I don't know if you want to just maybe tell us a little bit how that all worked for the fire. He was just telling you all the time he spent up there. I know he could spend another minute just telling us. It was a lot of work. You know, as you know, you and I communicated a little bit at the beginning of the fire, and then it just went from there as far as that. But the water system worked really well, and I don't know if you...
Were they using some of the hydrants?
Good. Our hydrants, some of...
Twin Creek.
Twin Creek's hydrants, and then dipping out of the pond. And so all the systems worked.
So in particular, our system, we turned on the well and started pumping as fast as we could to keep up with the demand for fire. The result of that was we pumped too fast for the spring, which shut down our chlorinator, which then we had the Hertz was a problem on the pump, so in turn sent an alarm to SCADA, which shut down the whole system. So we ended up there, I don't remember which night they all ran together, but we ended up there resetting the whole system. We have everything up and running, it's all pumping like it should. We have, the PLC was having issues, so we ended up as a ProLogic controller, for those people that don't play with this a lot, it was having issues with the transmission and receiving, so we reset that. We do still have one unit in there that's sending us an error signal, but it's up and running, so we're getting chlorination down the line. They did move the set points up to kick on at 18 foot, and it turns off at 19 to hurry and get the chlorine through the tank.
So that won't happen again? It will over pump it?
We only go to 19 feet in our tank.
Okay.
Because in 3 days it takes us that to roll that much over in the tank.
Okay.
And keep the water fresh. So that's where our set point is. And it usually kicks on at 17 and then turns off at 19.
Okay.
Which takes approximately 16 hours to fill that. Just off of the spring.
Wow.
So the pump runs for 16 hours to fill that. And so we've shorten that time down because of the set points. We went from 18 to 19 to keep that chlorine going in as fast as we could. So
okay,
I think everything's back up and running. Ryan was in Maine, and we're texting back and forth. And Gary's superb.
Yeah.
Worked on that. There was a lot of people working on that. Gary headed that up. And did it? It turned out well.
Everybody earned their pay, huh?
Before they got called out.
Before they got called.
So we'll have to troubleshoot the SCADA system when Ryan gets back and see what exactly that module's telling us, because the SCADA itself is not throwing that alarm. So we ended up bringing in some personnel from another municipality to even help us reset that. So
it's a lot of work, I know. Any other information or questions about Daniel Municipal?
So can I just re-add for the fire thing? On talking to Jeremy Hills, there is a website that people can go register for. In the event of something happening again, whether it's a fire or some kind of other emergency, they'd really like to see the public get involved so that when those alerts go out, whether they have to shut power down or evacuate, whatever that emergency is. So I have uploaded that onto our website, but I've been told that that link's not working, so I will get that updated when I get further information. But just so everybody's aware that those really do help personnel.
I saw a text come through with that message on it about how to get signed up or something for that.
Yeah, but it does definitely help.
Yeah. I shared it on our Facebook page, plus put it on the town website, but then had some feedback that link wasn't working. So whatever we've been provided is not working. So once I get updated, then.
Great.
I think the EOC and everybody that was involved with that fire, I think that everything went really smooth as far as communication. Gary was out many, multiple times. I was over there, and they were going to turn off the power. And we're like, well, you can do that, but if you turn off the power to the well, you don't have any water. Oh, so they left the power running down there for us to keep our water system up. But it went well. It's a good resource we had. We put a lot of money into that water system, and rightfully so. When we have a problem, we can kick it on and use it. So,
did we get a generator up there?
There's not a generator up there.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? Staff Rang?
No.
Okay. That takes care of item number 6. And then item number 7, Stormhaven water. Do you have anything with regards to that? I know most of all the attention and water news I heard was all about Daniel.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
So is this where we're talking about personnel replacement?
Either one, I mean, in a section for sure, yeah.
So we're still to that point. Mary sent out some things and I put some input on it. Has everybody had a chance to review those? Is there something else we need to add? I thought of one thing that we didn't put in, and that's noxious weed spraying. That should be included in that job description.
It should. That was good. I thought it was good. What I picked up on, and I think we need to decide, is as we get this fine-tuned, do we need part-time or full-time safety? Is that another guy to help the other guy out to be safe on certain situations? You know, we're not going to get every item perfect for the employee, for sure.
No.
But the employee needs to know certain things that we are or are not going to be able to provide for him. You know, when he comes on, he may think it's, you know, we're providing the same that most cities are or something, I don't know, but I'm sure they'll want to know what we have, and that this job description is well laid out, just needs to be finalized. So I've been given verbal comment, not written comment. I don't know if, hope maybe a little bit more comes in. But
is there any, to assist a part-timer in doing this, is there any firms that do this that we could hire as needed for extra help?
I have not heard of any firms. I think what I've heard is our best guess would be to try to find someone that has a license or has certainly done it, that is wanting to do some extra hours or part-time or...
Yes, maybe some networking with other people.
And we talked a little bit about networking with other people, but I don't know how we're going to get that.
It's going to be tough. Tough.
Mary, I mean, you put a lot of work into this, and as far as finding other people on the outside a little bit, have you had any comments or anything about how easy or hard it might be?
So when I talked to Rural Water, they had indicated that we are able to list job openings on their website, so that is a resource that we can use.
Great. So those would be water guys that have access to that.
Correct.
It's not the
correct.
Well, that might be a real good one once we get this job description dialed in. But what do we need or what do you need to finalize this? I know you've looked at it. I've looked at it. Does everyone feel it's complete, or do we need to tweak it a little bit more? And when we get it done, we probably need to run it by a couple of water people just to make sure that we are complete.
But I have had 2 water people look at it.
And so far, so good? Great. I would think they would
know. Did they apply? No.
No applications yet?
Wasn't good enough.
Okay.
So another part of that, we put blue stakes in on that job description. we have to decide as a town if the water department's going to be handling the blue sticks. Right now, that's a segue into our excavation permits with T&O Engineering. As those come in, we're able to facilitate which ones will need a crossing permit, and we're able to issue those permits. So there'll be a communication gap if it's turned over to the water company, because right now we're doing both. So we're able to disseminate which way that permit needs to be. So that's something else to think about as we do those.
Okay.
And I'm going to point out something else that I was brought up by somebody that reviewed the job position. In knowing the position, there are certain times if you have to go down in a PRV, technically we actually have to have two people, or should have two people on those, one for air monitoring and then one that goes down. So there are going to be times that we actually do really need two people for specific jobs. Another thing to keep in mind.
Have we got the equipment for air monitoring for?
Nope.
How expensive is that equipment?
The guy up on the top of the can.
And there's a lot to that you have to keep record of it.
Mm-hmm. That's true for any vault, just not a PRV vault, any vault you go into.
Yeah.
Correct. Or a confined space.
Yep. And you should have a rescue apparatus there.
Correct.
So much safety stuff that if something happens, it'll be so dangerous you can't get out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's just a lot. We have a starting point, obviously, but I don't know, you know, that's what we're trying to decide, is that starting point.
I've been in one of those situations where if something happened, that
should have
you're done. You're done. Well, no, there's so much safety equipment, there's no way in hell you could get out in time.
Oh.
You had no chance.
Steph, do you have any comment on the job description part or going forward on that?
No, it looked good.
Good.
Mary, what was the website that you said that we could put the job description on the top?
Rural Water. Utah Rural Water.
I think Ephraim and a couple other municipalities have one on there right now.
Needing help?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our problem is we're going to be unique here, as they're not coming on with a supervisor to watch them. So it'll have to be a self-starter. That's always hard to break into right off the get-go.
I'm sure Gary spent a little time in the beginning, but yeah.
Yeah, we don't have a truck. We don't have air monitor. We don't have
tools.
We don't have tools. We don't have. We do have a self-breathing apparatus.
I think I saw an older one up in the shed. I think we did.
We got that.
From the 40s?
Okay, well, I guess we'll just want to take a close look and see if we're prepared to get something moving next month then. And, that sound good with everybody here as far as trying to get that moved forward?
Yeah, and I think in conjunction with that, we'll be looking at employee wages on that. I mean, that's the first thing people ask. How much was it paid?
It's the first thing.
What's the pay?
And benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the benefits? Yeah. I wonder if there's somebody across the country that wants to move away from where they're at to over here.
I'm sure there's plenty. Too bad. Stay there. Okay, before we move on, anything else before we move on to the next item?
So the Wilds did set up we got a meter installed at the Wild residence. Over in your neighborhood, Stephanie? They're up and running.
I missed that one.
We have a new meter. We have a new meter set over at the Wild residence.
Oh, good.
So your neighborhood's changing.
That's
good.
Did that
keep up with
Gary
wanting
another thing?
That'd
be great.
I didn't have time to do it today.
Okay. Is that going to be
Bridger's house?
No. Bart's in it.
Oh, Bart's house. New house. Okay, good for Bart.
And you had something, Shelby?
I asked her, Gary wanted to check on a bill for the Bridgers, for Wilds, and then to remind you that he's ready to be done.
And they're taken care of?
I only found out about it today, and I did not have a chance to try and generate a bill.
Okay.
And they pumped Storm Haven this weekend.
So, I don't know if you heard that, staff, that they pumped Storm Haven, the septic tank this weekend, just to kind of keep in your back of your mind, and what else?
So we had the inspection on Monday for, and clearly it needed to be pumped.
And so, you know, the two tanks, that's twice a year, once a year?
At least twice a year.
I was gonna say, this is twice.
We just barely pumped it 2 months ago.
The same one?
Yes, Memorial Weekend, I believe, we pumped it, and now we've pumped it again.
She had that last little blowout, right? Or not she, but they, you know, the system.
Yeah, I believe it was over Memorial Weekend, and now, so you're talking 2 months later, we're already pumping again?
Yep.
Well.
We did implement that fee, so the fees went up there.
Starting, they just went out.
Just went out, so keep your phones active.
Okay. Interesting, so two times in a couple, 3 months. I'll have to watch that. Do you know if it was two tanks, both tanks, or just one?
I
there are two.
There is two.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the top one fills, and one then that spills down to the second one.
And which one did we do?
And so, it was inspection time on both of them.
On both.
So.
They did both.
Yeah, the inspection would have done both, so. They stick the stick down in, and how much solid's in there tells us if we got a pump, so. That's why everything that they're flushing that's not supposed to be flush sticks right in there, yep.
Yep.
It's an issue.
Yep.
Well, as Eric mentioned, we've got that implemented now, and we'll probably get a few phone calls, and they will be hearing that we've had to pump again as we pass this news back to them, and so too many more of these pumps, and they'll be understanding why it might be having to get taken a look at.
If they had their own personal septic tanks, they would understand.
Yes, they would.
And a few of them are. So, you got anything for water, Amelia? She's the one that goes and gets her samples.
Yeah, exactly.
Boy.
I'm wondering. Now, from the fire and COVID, the state's been really particular about not missing water samples, and everything's came back absent, which is good. So.
Great. That's what we like is. No news is good news in that department. Before I move over on to any other last things with the water departments. Okay, moving on to item number 8. Approval of council meeting minutes for July 6th, 2020. Anyone had a look, or had a look, chair will entertain a motion when ready.
There was a couple of things that we need to have checking out on the renewals for Simpson Fence. If you can take out my name.
So, you know what, I only caught the last part about taking out your name. What was the first part of that?
Yep, I see it.
Oh,
the renewals for business license renewals.
I see it.
Okay.
I got
it. Mary sees it. Yep.
Okay. There was one more for the possible closed section, number 11. Seconded by council member Grace.
I guess I just missed you, Steph. Wanted to make sure you were included.
Yeah.
Where was that on number 7?
That was on the number 11 possible
closed
session.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. Good little catches there.
So who we found in there for the second one?
I'll have to go back and look.
You'll
at
fill
it
that
see.
In with the appropriate number, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Motion to approve with the corrections that Stephanie pointed out there.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve with corrections.
I'll second it.
And we have a second. Any other discussion? If none, all in favor?
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
All of the same.
Okay, everyone's dead. The votes? Council meetings and minutes approved. Item number 9, Recorder's Office, warrants and things. Turn the time over to Mary.
Okay. Comcast 10677, DNA half dozen, 200. So Smith and Harvickson, I got this just before we came. If we can include 7,604. Daniel Irrigation for a certificate transfer for 50. Postmaster for 820 for certified mail. Division of Finance for the 2009 series bond, 40,895.33. Fabian and Vancott for Schultz State, 102. Wasatch Wave for planning position, 4630. TO Engineering for planning, 1,082.50. Engineering, 2,712.25. Carolyn Clyde, 85. Mitchell's, 167.50. Bush, 270. Russ Witt, 1,760. Bush Barn, 155. Larson's, 295. Rex Sorensen, 105. For a total of $48,040.85. And then we have Public Works Hour payroll for planning and commission and council. Grand total $56,766.03. Daniel Municipal Water, CenturyLink data charge $47.75. Heber Light and Power $152.68. Chemtech Ford $40. TO Engineering for engineering $225. Sampling 175. Then we have payroll and total $1,500.43. Dominion Energy 965. Heber Light and Power 214.04. Chemtech Ford 40. Rural Water 314. TO Engineering 6,120.61. Sampling 525 for a total $7,223.30. Payroll hours and for the grand total
$7,723.30. Okay. Warrants have been presented. Any other discussion or comments on them with regards to that? If not, the chair will entertain a motion.
So moved. We accept those.
We have a motion to accept the warrants as presented.
Is that including?
Including that.
Thank you.
Stephanie seconded.
Stephanie has a second. Any discussion on it?
You know, there's only one little thing. Mary, will you break out my blue states on public works on that sheet? Somebody's going to want to know which way it goes.
I thought they were... I have a hard time understanding, but I thought they were a total of $39.75.
They are the total, but there's a separate one under public works and one under blue stakes. They want to separate the blue stake hours from the public work hours.
I guess you're going to have to explain better because I just took the total hours and that's kind of all I understood.
Okay. I get that.
Sorry.
It's all right. I get that one.
I bet you do.
I'm not offended. Okay, we will fix that. Anyway, it'll be the same dollar amount. It'll just be broken out.
Okay.
That's a discussion.
That's a discussion, so all in favor?
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Okay. Votes unanimous. The warrants are approved. Any announcements, Mary? Any?
Nope.
Okay, no announcements. I don't know if we need to have a need to go into item number 10 this evening. Anybody on the council feel we need to? If not, we'll move on. Okay. Chair will entertain a motion. Item number 11.
I make a motion that we adjourn tonight's meeting.
Okay, a motion to adjourn. Second? All right, we have a second. Any last discussion before we close? All in favor?
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Great. Meeting's adjourned.